life together. We're talking about who we are as a community, the body of Christ. There is one kind of community, or at least the way that the world likes to think of it. The world likes to think of community as a group of like-minded individuals. It's the mindset that says, well, if you agree with me or us, then you can be a part of us. It's kind of like a social contract where we are part of the same community so long as we each hold up our end of the bargain. Everyone is kind. Everyone is kind for themselves, so long as they don't step on each other's rights. But there's a problem with this kind of understanding, this understanding of community. If community is only a gathering of like-minded individuals, then it seems pretty difficult to see how anyone is really connected to each other. It's the kind of thinking that has done havoc on relationships and friendships and marriages. It's the kind of thinking that leads Cain to say, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And if the church holds this kind of view, then before you know it, people start to think, "Hey, I'll only stick around here as long as you give me what I want." Or, "I'll only be a part of the community so long as no one offends me." But is that really community? That doesn't work very well in marriage, let alone the body of Christ. But there's another kind of community. And in our Old Testament reading this morning with Naomi and Ruth, we get a glimpse of what that community looks like. Ruth looked at her situation. Her husband has died, and now Naomi wants her and Orpah to turn back to their lands and their other gods. But Ruth saw something different, saw something much more important. She was connected to Naomi, whether or not Naomi still wanted it. She, a Moabite, was brought into the family. And when you are in the family, you are, well, family. You are forever connected. Not through a common mindset, but through a common bond. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in a book by the name Life Together, wrote of this. Bonhoeffer was teaching in an underground seminary while the church was beginning to be persecuted. And at this time, this fellowship was absolutely central to who they were. But this fellowship was not bound together by like-minded individuals. Bonhoeffer is clear to note that this fellowship is centered on Jesus. He is the one who makes our relationships with other people possible, especially in the body of Christ. And so it is with us. We did not choose to be this family, Faith Lutheran. Our Lord has brought us together with all of our blemishes, our warts, our different temperaments, our joys, our sorrows, our hopes and dreams. It's not always perfect, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful because God says it is in Jesus. We didn't choose each other. Jesus has brought us together. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Jesus is the one who died and rose to bring us together as the body of Christ. And as you speak with your brothers and sisters in Christ today, and in all the time that is ahead, Know that they are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Not because you chose each other, but because Jesus has chosen you. He has put you in the same family. And Jesus has loved each one of you so much that he would die and rise again for you. Jesus is the only one who makes your love for each other possible. And he is the one who works it within and through you. And so, we have witnessed Jesus for us. He has poured out his bountiful mercy, and he has put us in this life together. Witness, mercy, and life together. Amen.